On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Sweet Tuesday morning, came on your smile.
Tuesday afternoon.
Who told tomorrow? Tuesday's a day.
Up on a Tuesday, got your girl in the cutting sheet Tuesday.
Sun comes up, it's Tuesday morning.
Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday. Who could hang a name on you?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen of the jury. I'm Ron Van Dam. I'll be joining you for the next half hour, at which time I will entertain you like you've never been entertained before, especially if you've never been entertained before. Anything can happen on this program, by the way, and just because it's radio or podcast or whatever you call this damn thing, it doesn't mean that you can't be permanently damaged mentally. So be on the outlook for weird stuff. I have transitioned from summer to fall and soon shall transition from fall to winter. How do I do it? I wear different colored pants. I did my wash yesterday, my laundry, I believe you call it, and oh my God, I lost another sock. I have an unmated sock now left over. And believe me, that sock was very upset yesterday. hanging out in the laundry area saying, "Where's my other sock? I can't go on without my other sock." I understand the feeling. It's a horrible thing to lose a sock, especially when you spent all that time with the other sock and now the sock is just gone. We don't know where the sock is. It could have, like, gone through that little air vent chute, and it could be somewhere in, like, Brazil by now. I really don't know. Or is a sock hiding out under something else so that I'll never find it? I think I'm going to find Jesus before I find my sock. It's sad. It's just sad. The loss of a sock is not easy, I'll tell you that right now. Spent the rest of the day drinking heavily as a result. Hope you're having a wonderful day today. It's creeping closer to my birthday. I'm not going to tell you when my birthday is. It should be on the front page of every newspaper by now. Oh, that's right. There are no more newspapers. Well, there are, but they're digital. You can't actually look at them. You have to see them on a tiny little screen. I don't know what's going to happen to this upcoming generation, Generation P, Generation WX. I have no idea what you call yourselves anymore. Seems like every day is another generation, huh? I don't know what you're going to do, man. You're going to go blind. I got to tell you right now, you are getting all your information and your entertainment from a tiny little screen on a cell phone. I'm telling you, you may not think it's consequential just now, but when you start getting older, when you start turning 23, when you get into your senior, your AARP age, you're going to find that your eyes are squinting and they're not opening completely anymore because you squinted for more than half of your life to try to see these tiny little things. And those of you with your little watches there, your little cell watches, whatever you call those damn things, You can't see it. You can't even read what's on that watch. It's so tiny. We're reading from tiny little things, and it's going to take its toll someday. Everything's going to take its toll someday. Uh-huh. Sometimes you have to look out for the future. Like, where am I going to be in 30 years? Oh, that's right. I won't be able to see. I'll be squinting. I'll have radiation problems in my crotch from my cell phone. I'll have lead in my body from the drinking water or whatever that stuff is. Plastics. That's what it is. Lead was a problem before. Now it's plastics. I'm telling you, look to the future. I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. You know, I think eventually human beings are going to start marrying robots. I really have a feeling, because you can program a robot to be anything you want it to be. And nowadays, and certainly in the near future, they'll be crafting robots that you can actually have in your home. And you can have affairs with them, sexual encounters. I'm sure that's going to happen someday. You thought those little vibrators in your nightstand were effective. Wait till they start building robots that'll take care of your every whim. Yeah. Thank goodness we don't have any robots in our lives just yet.
Sorry, I don't know that.
It was Alexa. I'm cheating on Alexa with Patricia. Dueling robots. Let them duke it out. Ooh, meow, catfight. Anyway, I've become very familiar with Alexa. We had dinner last night, by the way. We didn't go out to dinner because she's not worth it. But, yeah, I was eating dinner, and I had my little Alexa thing on the kitchen table, and we had a good conversation. She's actually quite smart. She knows a lot of things. She really, that turns me on. She seems to know everything, only in a monotone fashion. She needs to... Alexa needs to step up her game somewhat, you know what I mean? Just, you know, start making rude comments or something like that. Alexa, how can you say something like that? start getting dirty, Alexa. I like the way you do that, Ron. Ooh, Alexa. This is getting weird. This is just getting weird. But I think that time is coming. Yes, thank you. No, thank you, Alexa. Alexa's in the background. She's just chatting. Alexa, I'm trying to do a show, okay?
I think you're asking about Get Weird.
No.
Would you like to know more about that?
Alexa, God, now she's talking back at me. Alexa, please be quiet, okay? Thank you. Wow. She just won't shut up sometimes. She's really getting out of hand.
Shut up!
Yeah, seriously. I don't know if you're old enough to drink. I don't know if you're old enough to remember this. When I was a young adult, there was a big thing about holograms. They were featured at the various world fairs. Remember those? I don't think they have those anymore. Too many people. There's just too many people. Just too many people. Used to have world fairs, not world affairs, world fairs. And they would demonstrate the greatest technology of mankind that was on the horizon. And there were always holograms involved. Do you even know what a hologram is? These are like, they're not even 3D. They're like 7D or something. Sounds like a woman's breast cup, doesn't it? And by the way, if you're a 7D, you need a lot of help. I mean... bring those babies down just a tad. What do you think, huh? What the hell am I talking about? So they used to have these holograms, and the conjecture was that someday stage plays like on Broadway and all those things, they won't need actors anymore. They will just project onto the stage this hologram thing through lasers. And the actors will appear on stage as if they were actually there, but they're not. It's being projected on the stage, but it's so 3D, 7D-ish that they look absolutely real. And I thought, oh my God, this is going to happen because the technology is there for it to happen. But guess what? It never happened. There were other things when I was younger that were supposed to be in the future, but they never happened. There was a cartoon show called The Jetsons. I don't know, again, if you're old enough to remember this show, but it was a futuristic cartoon thing, kind of a little, you know, silly little cartoon thing. And they lived in a space age city somewhere in space, and there were flying cars. There were no more roads. Cars just like went in the air as if there were roads in the air. No pavement, just, you know, just like little personal airplanes, you know, but they were little cars. And everybody thought, yeah, this is going to be the way of the future. Never happened. Never will, because if you have a fender bender in the air, that could be consequential to your life. It's one thing to hit somebody's fender on a road, another when you're like 3,000 feet in the air. Probably would not. What do you pull to the side of the what? I mean, what do you do? What do you do if your car fails? You plummet to earth and you die. So that never happened. But we had all these inventions that were eventually going to occur, but they never did. No flying cars. No 3D performers projected on a stage. Never happened. Never happened. Instead, we started going backwards in technology. Here's the lesson. I've talked about this before. It's actually, as far as I'm concerned, a fact.
Ladies and gentlemen, please prepare yourselves. It is that time again for Ron's Fact of the Day.
I've talked about this before. The good things will eventually kill us. Yeah, listen to me. Just listen to me for a sec. Hey, I'm talking. Where are you going? I'm talking. I'm trying to make a point. Sit down. Thank you. Rude. We invented plastics. Well, I didn't. We didn't do that. Someone did. Joseph Plastic. I think that's the guy's name. He named it after himself. Joseph Plastic. Plastic was invented. And it took the place of everything. Packaging. Everything plastic. Everything's plastic. Plastic this, plastic that, plastic that, plastic this. Everything's plastic. Plastic, plastic. Containers, artificial plastic hearts. Everything was plastic. Well, this wonderful plastic invention will eventually kill us, because now the little particles of plastic are showing up everywhere, inside of our sea life, inside of fishes, inside of our food, inside of our bodies. There's plastic, little pieces of plastic in your body. It's absolutely true. You have enough plastic in your body to create a little Ken doll in your abdomen. I'm telling you, man, there's plastic all over the place. And now we don't know what to do with it. Well, you recycle it into more plastic. Problem is, it's starting to appear in ourselves now. And that will eventually kill us, the oceans, everything. What did he die of, John? He had a very, very short life. Was it some type of horrible disease? No, he was full of plastic. And he died. He was full of plastic. He reached his plastic full amount and he died. His body was 95% plastic. And he passed away very sadly. What are you going to do with him? Are you going to bury him? No, we're going to recycle him. It's a terrible thing. Not to say what we're doing with the air on the only planet that we happen to have right now. I mean, sure, we're starting to explore Mars, but what are you going to find up there? Just a lot of candy bars. Mars, Milky Way, you get the whole thing. Snickers. Anyway, we send little vehicles up there, little golf carts to explore Mars. We can't live on it. There are no dollar stores or Walmarts or CVS or Amazon doesn't deliver there, apparently. Well, they do. It's just it takes, it's, there's no overnight deliveries. You know, it's, there's no next days. They do deliver, though. But we have rovers up there. We have Land Rovers. That's about all we have up there. There's no stores. There's nothing. You can't, you know, I don't know. We haven't put any people on Mars. That's not going to happen because what's the point? You can't live on it. So what are we doing? We're destroying our planet. I don't want to go through this whole destroying the planet thing, but it's quite obvious unless you're a total fucked up moron. You don't realize that you're living for today and there is no future for many, many people because we're just polluting this thing beyond compare. Storms will wipe us out, various diseases, you name it, you know. Yeah, you know, this is what we do. This is what we live for today and we don't think much about tomorrow because it's not effective today because we have so many problems. Let's deal with the ones that we need to solve today, not the ones that will eventually kill us tomorrow without any question. I'm telling you, man. Yeah. I know. We're just a bunch of stupid civilization people. We're more intent on fighting. We're more intent on arguing with each other and fighting with each other and trying to destroy the people that we don't understand on our own planet with wars and skirmishes and terrorism and all that kind of crap. And, you know, we're so into that, man. We're just so, because we're animals. We're animals. The only thing that divides us between being a human being and a wild, ravaging animal is we don't eat our own feces. Animals will take a dump, turn around, and chow down on it. We don't do that, except for a guy I name. There's a guy named Bob who I suspect lives down the street, and probably does eat his own feces, but I can't be involved in everybody's problems. But that's basically the only thing that sets us apart. We have this uncontrollable desire to just slough things off and be incredibly stupid. And what things do we care about with a passion? Football, baseball, and soccer games in Europe. Those things rile us to no end. We will not have it go any other way than the way we want with these sports teams. We are so involved, they encompass us. The planet, how it's degrading, not so much. Not so much. But the Red Sox and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the... Oh, that's... yeah, that's... Now you're talking some serious stuff here. What the hell's wrong with us? I've said this before so many times, but I enjoy saying it. If there are alien beings coming from another planet, another galaxy, these extraterrestrial, they're not terrestrial, they're extraterrestrial, from another galaxy, another space and time, if they ever go to Earth, and we call them UFOs, flying saucers, whatever, I swear if they landed and they ever abducted a human being from the Earth, they would put the human being back and say, I'm not touching this. I'm not probing this thing. What are you kidding me? Probing that? That's a piece of stupid thing there. Come on, let's get out of here, Bob. Let's tell the rest of the people in our galaxy not to go to Earth, because that ain't a vacation spot. It's a beautiful planet, but whoa, those people are fucked up. Stay away from them. Yeah, I know. Yeah, these other civilizations are probably very, very high in technology, but hopefully they've probably blossomed into better human beings, better life forms, I guess. I really don't know. Now I don't know what I'm talking about. Anyway, I have a guest coming up momentarily, and the guest shall talk upon you, and perhaps after speaking to this expert, whoever it may be, I forget who we have today, you will probably be better informed than when you came here to begin with. That's not a guarantee. It's just a hope that I have. So, first, this.
Do you know that there is one item that can not only increase your home's beauty, but its value? That would be placemats. Hello, I'm George Karanapikopoulos, owner of George K's Wholesale Placemat Warehouse, your one-stop for all your placemat needs. We have a placemat for every room of your house. That's right, placemats are not just for the dining room anymore. Anywhere you might make a spill, or maybe where you eat, like in front of the TV, I do it all the time like you. You want a placemat. We have fancy placemats, like in bamboo or teak. That's right, teak. Nice plastic laminate ones for no stains, even blue. We can custom make you placemats in as little as 2 weeks. Come to our showroom at the intersection of Route 27 and the Holbrook Turnpike. You're going to like what you see. Your placemat is waiting for you at George K's Wholesale Placemat Warehouse.
We have Olympic gold medalist Benita Fitzgerald Mosley. She's the head of community and impact at LEGAPS, the president of Fund Play. You must have a large business card. It's a lot of stuff.
I know, right? Long title.
We're talking of about a coalition to help youth sports by getting them involved and delivering this this access to LEGAPS technology and development. Now, we all know that as we have society today, that most kids are sitting down in a chair playing games and staring at their phone. And so this has become like quite a serious discussion, hasn't it?
It really has. I mean, the pandemic really caused a forced pause to youth sports, and it's really been a drastic impact. So many kids have ceased playing sports. In fact, more than 25% of them. Mm-hmm. And many sports programs have ceased operations, and several have just returned in a limited fashion. So the stark realities are that, you know, far too many kids don't have access to the physical, mental, and emotional benefits that sports can offer. And the lack of access for kids in underserved communities has really been exacerbated by the pandemic. So, yeah, it's been a drastic impact.
Yeah, it has. I mean, to be honest with you, I'm not a sports guy. I don't enjoy competitive sports. But on the other hand, sports are wonderful for everybody to get your body in motion. And so, I mean, I agree with you 1,000% in that sense, without question. Kids need to move around, and so do adults. There's no question. But the excuse used to be money. We couldn't have sports programs because we didn't have enough money to fund them. That still may be the case, but now we've got, as you said, the added, like, well, I didn't move around for a year and a half, so I'm kind of out of it now. So it's like a double whammy stuff. I mean, what do we do to motivate?
Yeah, I mean, these kids spending time engaging in physical activity, it means to be organized sport. It could be free play, just playing outside.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be competitive sport,
yeah,
right?
Right.
You can do it at school, at recess, at PE. School-based, you know, interscholastic programs, but if, you know, they want to be with their friends, and this is vital to childhood development, just getting outside and playing, and I think it ultimately is to society's benefit as well. My daughter plays, she's a senior in high school, she's playing club volleyball when the season just got cut short in the middle of the season.
Yeah.
Then she couldn't run track, and then our whole family actually missed it. You know, there were no competitions, there's no ways to go. We missed the socialization, you know, with the parents, and of course with her friends. It impacted her mental health.
Yeah, it impacted everybody's mental health. I don't know if we're losing you here. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear. I'm here.
Okay. Is this a local community concern, or is this something where government steps in? It seems to me that anything can be organized anywhere as long as you have some supervision. It doesn't seem like it's a real difficult thing to get together.
It really shouldn't be, but I tell you what, the pandemic really had a drastic impact, as we said. Mm. I think there's been a catastrophic kind of storm around two crises, both childhood obesity, which has actually increased for the CDC through the pandemic, is again sitting down in front of Zoom or on their devices. And of course, then the mental health aspect.
Yes.
CDC has declared a national emergency around kids' mental health, believe it or not. When I was a kid, I was so carefree and just happy to be alive and to be able to get outside and play with my friends.
Yeah.
And I think sport can really impact both of these crises, you know, and we think that all kids should have the opportunity to play and benefit from sport.
Yeah. I mean, I also hate to exercise, but that's just like doing it by myself and motivating myself to do a timetable of it. And I mean, but playing sports, you don't even know that you're getting exercise. And I mean, you just get,
well, you really shouldn't.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what programs are supposed to be, fun, first and foremost,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I do remember when I was a kid, I played basketball, and after school, my friends met at the school, at the basketball court, and every single day after school, we played for an hour. And, I mean, I don't think people do that anymore.
You can drive by community basketball courts and not see a kid out there playing.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, some communities, it's not safe, right, for the kids to even walk from their house to the to the playground and back, you know, the playground. Others, I think the kids are so busy, you know, sitting down, doing nothing, or they're in organized sports programs. So, you know, I'm all in for free play. Just as you described, I certainly did that. I grew up on a cul-de-sac, and we'd play, you know, dodgeball and football and hopscotch and all kinds of fun things. And my kids have enjoyed that as well, along with organized sports. You know, at League Apps, you know, we have understood that there's this gap between the haves and the have-nots, because you talked about it shouldn't, you know, be expensive, but oftentimes it is. A lot of these programs, the pay-to-play and travel programs, and I'm not knocking them, because my kids have participated in them, but that can't be the only way that kids get to play.
Yeah.
And so there's lots of organizations that provide free or low-cost access to sports, and that's helping to overcome some of these gaps. And Fun Play, one of the titles that you talked about, a president of Fun Play, we give away our access to our online youth sports management platform for free.
Wow.
So those coaches and organizers don't have to be dealing with spreadsheets and everything. They can have an online system. They have an app. They can communicate with their players and parents.
Uh-huh.
They can get people registered and all of that. And we've given over 100 grants, 50 this year alone.
Cool.
We're serving almost 3,000 kids through that program. And we've been recognized by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services as a National Youth Sports Strategy Champion. So we're really humbled and proud of that.
That's very cool. We're talking to parents now, aren't we? I mean, we're not. I don't think there are kids listening to this show. I mean, they can if they want to, but they're probably not. We're talking to parents, and it's a parent's job and responsibility and part of raising your child to include this type of motivation and help them get set up in this mindset. I mean, it's a parental thing, isn't it?
It is. It is. And we know that if, you know, active kids become active adults, and so setting those habits up early is important, but it's as important. We've got the physical benefits, but the mental health benefits, the social benefits, the social-emotional learning benefits, the self-confidence, the goal setting, those kinds of things are intangible benefits that kids get from sport as well.
Absolutely true. Where can we go for more information to help us get some direction here?
Yeah, you know, you can visit leagueapps.com/tour. We just want kids to get involved, parents to get involved for themselves, for their families, and for their community.
Great. Hey, it's been a pleasure speaking to you. Thank you so much for your time today. Well, all right now, that'll do it for me today. You are released to go forth into the world and multiply. Go do something today that makes a difference in someone else's life. Or don't. Those are the choices. Actually, do something that makes a difference in your life, because when you become a greater person, so do those around you. That was an amazing thing to say. I can't believe I said it. But I did. So there you go. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new show. But until that time arrives, you got to take care of yourself, man. You really do. I wish you peace.